Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski helped lead the Republican charge today to block President Obama's nominee for a top Interior Department post. David Hayes' confirmation as Deputy Interior Secretary has been stalled for months. Murkowski recently placed a hold on his name, saying she wants answers to questions about the Interior Department's directions. Her hold came on top of one by fellow Republican Senator Bob Bennett of Utah, who's upset by the cancellation of oil and gas lease sales in his home state. Despite the holds, the Senate moved forward today and voted on whether to proceed with Hayes' confirmation vote. It failed 57-39, with all but two Republicans voting against Hayes. Democrats needed three more votes to move forward. It was the first of President Obama's nominees to fail on the Senate floor. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar blasted the outcome, calling it a, quote, tired vote of bitter obstructionism. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's not looking to pick a fight and is instead seeking answers.
We asked last night, let's sit down, Senator Bennett, myself, Mr. Hayes, the secretary if he's interested, and let's sit down and talk about this. And I think we can work these issues out, a satisfactory resolution, put a hold, a 24-hour hold on this cloture vote. And the White House thought it was a good idea. We thought it was a good idea, and it was nixed.
Murkowski says she was hoping to avoid a showdown on the Senate floor and blames Democratic Senate leader, Majority Leader Harry Reid for pushing today's vote. But Reid and other Democrats say they've waited long enough for Hayes to get the job. The majority leader will likely reschedule it for next week when a trio of Democrats absent today may be available. Murkowski is concerned about how the Obama administration plans to proceed with offshore oil and gas leases in Alaska, and she's upset at changes made to Bush-era policies. Murkowski submitted five pages of detailed and lengthy questions to the Interior Secretary earlier this month. She received a draft reply last night, but says it wasn't enough.
I recognize that the questions that we asked are tough questions, but I also recognize that when actions are taken by the administration, you hope that they have done the thorough analysis and know what they are basing their actions on, and can articulate that when the questions are then asked.
Murkowski insists her hold is not intended to harm David Hayes or stymie the Interior Department, but Democrats join Secretary Salazar in condemning the delay. Alaska Democratic Senator Mark Begich says he wants to see Hayes in the job.
From my perspective, the Senate is still a mystery to me in a lot of ways. This is one of them, where I just think it's ridiculous that we just don't get the team in place. It doesn't mean we're always going to agree, but what it means is we have someone that we can actually work with.
Begich says David Hayes visited Alaska with Secretary Salazar last month to hear about offshore development and has shown he's ready to tackle related issues. So far, Secretary Salazar has only seen one of his department heads confirmed by the Senate.